God bless you all. That was mighty, wonderful preaching there. I was enjoying that so much. Praise the Lord. All righty. Get this going. God is good. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, to be alive one more day, to be to have God's revelation this day, to have your rest, your peace, to have your presence with us, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord, that we can call upon your name. We're so grateful that we can come with anticipation and believe for all things. And that we can, Father God, still receive revelation of your word. That we can know that we're called in this last age, Father, as your bride, Father, to accomplish your will on this earth, Father. And to believe your word and to rest in your word, to rest in your promises. And we're so thankful we have thus saith the Lord, that we have a sure word of promise, and that we have, Father, such a sure sound of trumpet, that we have just such a sure word of prophecy, that we have such a true message this age, Father, that you brought through your prophet, Father. We believe it, and we just ask that you enlighten to us this day your precious words, and that you would teach us, Father, more in the revelation of your truth and in your message, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today I have a topic of God's presence. God's presence. And I think it'd be wonderful to share the scriptures here. God has shown me. And it's just a beautiful topic to me. I was going to teach on the topic of believe. And just surely last night the Lord guided me to this precious topic. I think it's so beautiful, right? Is God's presence, in his presence. So his presence is an expression of his attributes. We're talking about the self-same presence of the divine being of God. Think about it like when you have a little child or someone come nearest you and you're in that presence of someone. You're perceiving, you're expressing the attributes, the august presence, the warmth, and the comfort that comes with being personally with someone. And in Psalm 16:11, I love that it says, "Thou wilt show me," it's something that gets demonstrated, revealed, like the paths of life, the path of life. "In thy presence is fullness of joy." That's a joy that is complete, that is full. Amen. God's joy. "At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And I think it's special that we have a God that just doesn't just give a word, doesn't just give a manual and instructions, but he actually comes and indwells the person. He comes and he carries out the same power, the same his being, his presence, right? We're thankful for his comforter. And in First Chronicles 16:27, it actually gives four precious words here associating with God's presence. So it's talking about his presence. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. And I think about just, I had a little struggle yesterday, and all I did is just, I yielded to the Lord, and affliction, a pain, and just instantly God's presence came by. And it just changes everything. It does give you a strength. It does put a gladness in you. And you experience God's honor and glory, something that's divine and something that no medicine can do in you. Right. And to me, it's precious, right? When you're spiritually delivered from your afflictions, when his presence comes, that fullness of joy, it comes healing, and brings about the restitution, the restoration of what we need, I think, first as a spirit being. You know, and we're going to do a study and get to the good part of his presence, but I just want to touch upon what it is to be away from his presence, a bit about also how his enemies, you know, tremble at his presence and are melt at his presence, and what that does, and also how there's really a reverence and a respect, a trembleness, and people that are troubled at his presence that comes by, and then there's an approach to his presence, you know, and then by God's grace we have been able to experience the goodness of his presence. So, you know, it doesn't come by just like that. Of course, there's an approach. And we see in Genesis 3:8, when it first talks about the presence, or God's presence, And in this case, it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord and of God walking in the garden, in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Right. See, amongst the tree of the garden. So see, his presence is something to be sought out for, but it is also something that can come with the tremble, with the fear. So in Genesis 4:16, we also see Cain went out of the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. So see, he went out of the presence. It's interesting to know that at some point he was actually in or about or around his presence. Because he went out of the presence of the Lord. The Lord spoke to him at some point too, right? And Brother Branham speaks in 62 in the message, In His Presence. It says, may the Lord bless his word. I think that's the most striking scripture. We find that in the presence of God, men recognize themselves to be sinners. See, it's a miracle for us to be able to even recognize. I remember when I actually, for the first time, it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but believed that I was a sinner, you know, because I was a sinner back then, living in sin. And I remember I had an uncle of mine who would testify and say, you know, you're living in sin and all that. And after a while, you know, the first things you say is like, I'm not a bad person. I don't go robbing banks. I don't go doing that. Right. It's amazing how people say the same thing. And I said that, right? I justified myself. So I didn't believe I was a sinner. But when I first believed that I was a sinner or knew or recognized, like I said, recognized that you're a sinner, that's a miracle. And I think that's when God's getting closer to you, you're getting closer to the Lord, because that's got to come with his presence. It's got to be a miracle. We pray that over our children, right, over our youth, that when they're gone astray, that may God's presence go start working on them, and then just bring that conviction. We may feel pretty good when we're out different places and feel like that we're pretty good people, but whenever come into the presence of God, then we see how little we are. Then we recognize, right, that we're sinners. So enemies do perish at his presence. We know when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. So picture this. It says, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. And as wax melteth before the fire, they stand no chance, right? Wax stands no chance before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. You know, and that's also your enemies, your foes, you know, the bad influences, the spirits that battle us. And I just think that God does that sometimes. He does that and I'm thankful that he does, right? Because our enemies are not flesh and blood. They're spiritual principalities. Right. And we're so thankful that he can do that to our enemies. And Isaiah 64 says, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries. Makes a name known to them. Can you imagine? It's just some devils, and then all of a sudden says, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. They must flee. Right. It says that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Tremble at this presence. So, and here we have, this is a pretty interesting question the Lord poses in Jeremiah 5 as a prophecy. He says, fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree that cannot pass it? You know, the waves cannot actually go over that. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, they cannot prevail. Can they not prevail? Though they roar, they cannot. They can. It says, yet can they not pass over it. So I just think the Lord, the Lord's presence is something to be, you know, reverence about, because it's a self being coming near and manifesting. I think Job describes it here well. This is Job speaking. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. It says, therefore I am troubled at his presence. See, when there's affliction, when there's such, you know, we recognize, when I consider, I'm afraid of him, for God maketh mine heart soft. and the Almighty troubleth me.
Right.
So see, don't take for granted, you know, now that you're a mature Christian and you can come into God's presence. You know, it came because of all of this.
Right.
It came because of the Job experience. It came because, you know, his presence allowed us to recognize that we were sinners. It came with that growth and that progression. And his self, same presence is him, right? But the same God will come and separate, divide, and cause these things to be moved away from our lives. You know, these cause a battle, you know, cause the nations to tremble against, you know, the God of Israel and such, the God of Jacob, it says in the Bible as well. But for you, you know, it starts then to realize, you know, but this is who I am. Think about, like, God coming in the presence and defending a little child in front of a bully or something, or big brother. And, you know, he basically first comes and he, you know, he strikes fear at the, and melts, like fire burns away, you know, at his presence. And then the little boy goes like, now he's afraid of the one that defended him. And he basically says like, I didn't know you can do that. And then now he, you know, after your heart is soft and you're troubled at him, then you're in a position to come and approach his presence, right?
Right.
In respect and reverence. And then you can experience his sweet fellowship, his august presence, his comfort, all the
right.
the good benefits of his presence that come with the self-existing one, right? Psalm 68:8, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, at the God of Israel. So this is in the natural, right? Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. See that no flesh should glory in his presence. I can attest to that, right? It's not our flesh, of course, but that glory is in his presence. But boy, our soul, you know, has been redeemed, regenerated from God. It does. It did say that his presence comes with the glory and an honor and strength and gladness. And say, I like this little section here about, just one verse about, so fleeing from the presence of a foolish man. So see, the foolish man can also come with the presence. And it says, go from the presence of the foolish man. When thou perceiveth not in his lips it says, when thou perceiveth not in his the lips of knowledge.
Right.
So that there's no knowledge in his lips. The presence of God brings a conviction. So that's one of the message quotes I have here is, in his presence, the same message in 62, Brother Branham says, then we realize how little we are when we realize how great he is and how close we come in of coming to his presence. Somehow or another, it's always thrown a great effect upon people to come into the presence of God. I've seen the time in my ministry when you would see the presence of God come into such a place that it would bring a person up and just reveal the life to them.
Right.
And call out their sins of all kinds of immoral acts, and it brings such a holy hush amongst the people till they drop out of the prayer line. Look at this illustration. Before they ever come out to be prayed for and run to the altar and get right with God before they come unto his presence.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? God's presence was so perfectly there next to the prophet when he was in the discernment that the people just feared at his presence. You know, as they came close in the prayer line, can you picture that? They would just go to the altar and make it right first.
Yes, right.
Before they came any much closer to Amen. That presence. See, there's something about coming into the presence of God. It causes things to happen.
Yes.
You know, either to the enemy or to the devils, or, you know, to ourselves, the believer, as we surrender to his presence. In Psalm 140:13, it says, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright, so this is not talking about the believer, right? Shall dwell in his presence. And I love that word dwell, because that word dwell is like such a trusting word, where you can be with someone, but dwell means like you're sitting back, taking off your shoes, like in your house, in your living room, and you're dwelling. And when you're just at ease, you're comforting and trusting in whose presence you're in.
Amen.
And I love dwelling. You know, I love like a dwelling, your home, right? It's a dwelling, and that is how we should abide or dwell in God's presence. And this is the verse that we read. Just a reminder: glory, honor in his are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. another of the opening scriptures. So thou shalt show me, and we'll find here with Mary, is that when the angel of the Lord came, he says from the presence of God, he says, and I will show you things. Right. I just love the revelation of God, because it says here, thou will show me the path of life. He shows us the way that we should go where the life is in. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Right. In this Psalm 17, it says, let my sentence or my vindication come from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? You know, if I go here, you're there. If you go up there, you're there. I just think that once you've been impregnated, right? Once you've been entrusted with God's presence and experienced God's presence, I believe we're in there for the long haul. Because, you know, like I said, God's presence does bring a separation, a division, or it does bring a fight. It does bring a burning that melts the enemies away, and it does bring a trembling. It does bring an approach. But, you know, once you go through all that, it does bring that rest and that peace. Amen. So rest in his presence. Here I have, and he said, my presence shall go with thee. This is to Moses, and I will give thee rest. Yes. So that's a rest that's accompanied, as we talked about a month ago on God's rest. So I just love that his presence comes with a rest, something that you can, again, lay back, dwell, trust. So look, this verse is very dear, because it says in Psalm 31:20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. So isn't that amazing? Is thy his presence being a secret place, right? In the secrets of thy presence from the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Isn't that a comfortable place to be, to know that God hides them in the secret of his presence and from the pride of man, and thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. I say, you know, sometimes I don't take that for granted, what it's like just to be covered, to be shielded from a strife of man, from the strife of tongues, from the pride of man. You know, it's, don't take it for granted, right? All the things that you've been protected from, all the comforts in knowing his presence. Cast me not away, it's in Psalm 51, you know, it's created in me a new heart, O Lord. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. That's everybody's prayer here. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. See, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. Look at this. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love, in his pity, he redeemed them, Isaiah. And he buried them and carried them all the days of old. All the good things God's presence does for them. You should try it one time. It's wonderful when you just surrender, and it does take an effort, right? You have to go set aside, and but boy, when you enter into God's presence, through prayer, hearing the preaching of his word, hearing the message, singing a song, right. Hearing a song, that's what it's about, is just being in contact with your Heavenly Father. The burden of Egypt, see. This is talking about the burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud. We have a message. And shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be removed at his presence. Right. This is what his presence does. And the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. I'm thankful that we have a word and a presence of God that the Lord can ride in a swift cloud, and that can melt away. Just move all the idols in our life. And that he can melt the presence of, with our heart, the heart of Egypt, the heart of the world, right, gets melted in the midst of it. Second Chronicles, we have, and all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon. So this is the God's presence in a believer now, in a someone that who trusts in him, to hear the wisdom that God hath put in his heart. So Remember, we knew about God's wisdom, I mean Solomon's wisdom, but God's presence was with them, with him.
Amen.
And we're so thankful that we have God's presence in us.
Amen.
Amen? And a greater than Solomon was here, said Jesus. Isn't that amazing? So approaching his presence as we wrap up here. In 2 Chronicles, it says, "And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name." So think about the word thy name, saying, if when evil cometh, so this is the approach, if when evil cometh upon us as a sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, so really bad things, we stand before this house and in thy presence. And it says, for thy name is in thy house. In thy presence, and cry out unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Isn't that amazing? The approach is, it's repentance. You know, it does come through that approach. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms, with singing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That's God's approach. And here's the account on Mary. And the angel answering said unto, excuse me, not Mary. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee glad tidings.
Right.
Amen. This is just amazing how there's an angel that stands in his presence. And what it does is it reveals, is it show glad tidings. In Jude 24 to 25, we have, now unto him, this is the last scripture here, so unto him that is able to keep thee from falling. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Right.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Yes.
To the only God, our Savior, he says, to you only, God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And just as we wrap up here, God's presence to the believer is something that it really comes with the goods. It comes with the, it's where we're healed, it's where we're strengthened, it's where we're equipped.
Right.
It's where we, God's word comes alive. It's when the, you know, it's the evidence that God is near and with us, that he's still along the way, encouraging us. And it's a visitation, right? It's a self being ever present. And just to know that the God that created us all, created everything, is able to come and manifest in the believer. And is able to come. And I love the word August presence, because in Spanish, the word August means, or Augusto, it means that you're very well comfortable.
Right.
It actually means like you're comfortable, but you're like it's like expressing the feeling that you get when you're comfortable. It's like think about when you put that nice sweater or the nice coat on, and it's just August. It's amazing. Oh, Brother Branham talked a lot about the August presence of the Lord, and just really comforting his people, you know. And we go through a lot, so I'm thankful that we have God's presence to make all things right. Amen. Well, God bless you, brothers. Have a wonderful service. Praise the Lord.